Now, you're taking the place of Jane, aren't you?
I am. The lovely Jane has a promotion.
Oh.
So she's moved teams.
Yeah.
So I am the new Jane.
Well, Laura, yes. I'll let you take it away and tell us exactly what St Francis Hospice have got coming up.
Thank you. Well, it's been a very, very busy couple of months. Absolutely delighted that Sir Trevor Brooking and his wife Hilka, long-term supporters of the hospice, have decided to become patrons.
Fantastic.
So more of an official role with us, not taking away from the enormous amount that they already do, but it's now just official. We have them.
Fantastic.
So they are ours. One of the first things that they've done since becoming patron, they started the Santathon, which went 25th of March.
Yes, yeah. That's right. It was put off because of the bad weather.
And ironically, we thought it might get cancelled again.
Yeah.
So that actually took place. We had 300 Santas.
Fantastic.
And, so Trevor started it for us. So fantastic event in Dagenham.
Yeah.
Really, really great. We had the Big Yellow Quiz at the Brentwood Centre.
Oh, yes, that was not long ago, was it? How did that go?
Amazing. We broke records.
I saw pictures. It was packed solid.
It was heaving. Very warm in there.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Full capacity. Eggheads were amazing.
Mm.
Yeah, sold out. So if you're a quizzer, you need to get in there early next year.
Fantastic. They are really, really good. And do you just do one of these a year?
One a year, yep.
And now, because you've reached capacity, it might be a good door to being open to doing another one.
I think conversations are starting.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Because they are. They're absolutely amazing.
Really, really great night. Really great night. And everybody there was fantastic feedback.
Yeah.
Bring your own food and drink. Thought about getting a little competition started about the best dressed table. Very impressed at the effort that a lot of people went to.
Really?
Yeah, full on little ramekin dishes of food.
Ooh.
Packets of, you know, bowls of crisps. It's not just open a packet of crisps and leave them.
No.
Thinking candelabras.
Posher.
And things like that. Absolutely.
It's posher than that.
It really was. Brentwood Half Marathon was scheduled.
I saw the signs for this.
Yes. Weather stopped play again.
It did. All that snow.
Yeah, we had a lot of people signed up to do it. And unfortunately, it was cancelled due to the snow.
Mm.
But having checked the Brentwood Half Marathon's Twitter account yesterday, they have said that if you run the distance before midnight this Sunday, the 8th of April, and you can evidence that you did it, so using a running app or something like
that,
if you can let them know, you'll still get your medal.
How would you prove something like that without an app?
I don't know. Unless someone follows you in a car.
But you could take pick. This is me at the start of today's newspaper. Okay, and that's the time. And you get in the car and just drive to the end and go, this is the end. Oh, look, I've done it in 4 minutes.
Well, we said that you could do it on a bike.
Yeah. But without the app, that's quite almost impossible to prove.
I think
really.
A lot of people that run, a lot of people that do things like half marathons will have the use of an app,
a
special watch,
quite
whatever
important
they use.
Now, some of these apps.
It really is.
Yeah.
So that's nice because we had a lot of people that were fundraising for us, so they'll still be able to do it.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Fantastic.
We had our Romford South Street store was given a little refurb.
Oh, really?
Over the last couple of weeks.
Oh,
and
yes.
That was opened officially on Tuesday by the Havering Mayor.
Oh.
So that is now fresher. Has new floors, new layouts.
Lovely.
That's looking pretty swanky. So
lovely.
Go down and check that out. And a big bit of exciting news is that our lottery is at £14,500 rollover.
14 and a half big ones?
Yes.
Oh,
so
that could do.
So just for £1 a ticket,
that
money could be
very
yours.
Worthwhile. Yeah.
It really is. So visit the St Francis website for information on how to get your tickets.
sfh.org.uk, that is. Go and have a look now. Go on, while we're talking to you.
Gold star.
Impressed. See, I know.
So, events-wise, we've got loads coming up. Tomorrow is our Steve Davis Family and Friends Golf Day.
Oh, that's going to be good.
It really will be. If the weather stays like this, it will be fabulous.
Well, we're supposed to be in for a little bit of a heat wave, aren't we?
I wouldn't go that far. Comparatively, a heat wave.
I'm stretching it now.
But there are still a couple of places left on this. It's at Stockbrook Golf and Country Club, and you can actually get to play golf with Steve.
Good.
So there are a couple of places available if you're a keen golfer. And if you can't make those ones, we've got a couple of other ones with Barry Hearn, also one of our patrons. They are later in the year. Details on our website. So if you fancy golf, you know, great way to have a bit of a different golf day and raise money for a good cause.
Yeah.
We have the London Marathon coming up.
Yes, I know.
Just us, obviously.
Yeah.
London Marathon coming up in a couple of weeks. We had a marathon evening last night where we got our runners to come to the hospice and meet each other and see what extra support we can give them.
Yeah.
So that went well. The Vitality London 10K.
All right, yeah. See, I don't do, as you can see, I don't do a lot of running.
Maybe that could be your target.
Yeah, my target is to get to the car. That's my target. I nearly made it yesterday. I collapsed halfway, but I'm going to try and get in there today.
Maybe training for the Vitality 10K, because, you know, get you to your car without collapsing.
Bless you, but no.
I'm trying, Mike. But that's a good one. That's all through London. You pass over 30 of London's iconic sites. So, you know, you've got something to distract you while you're running as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do you know what? You can actually run further if you are distracted.
Absolutely. I have my iPad hanging up by my running machine because it keeps me focused.
Because if you don't do that, you go, I'm so exhausted. But you've got something to keep your attention going. So you're not exhausted at all. No. None of us are exhausted at that point.
It's the psychology.
It is. Yeah, it's keeping your conscious mind busy.
So you know more about this running than you're letting on.
Yeah, I used to do 3 miles a day. By the end of the week, I couldn't see my house. I'm so sorry about that joke.
Family event, we've got the Bubble Rush. We've teamed up with 3 other local hospices. So Haven House, St Joseph's and Richard House. And it is officially called the East London Bubble Rush.
Ooh.
At the Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park in Stratford.
Now, these are fun.
The 10th. Great fun.
They are great fun. All the bubbles everywhere.
Coloured bubbles as well.
Coloured bubbles.
Yeah, you come out looking possibly like a Smurf or something like that.
Right.
But it's for all ages. So children have to be accompanied by an adult.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of doing it with my girls. They're 6 and 3, so I think they'd love it.
Oh, they'll love that, yeah.
So, sounds loads of fun. It's a 5K course. It's not a race. It's just something fun to do.
Oh, the Bubble Rush. Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. Great idea.
Yeah, so we're really excited about that.
Yeah.
All money will be split between 4 hospices, all great causes.
Mm.
So, it's another one to get involved in. Royal Parks Half Marathon in October. There you go. That's
see,
a little
marathon,
bit further.
See, there's a marathon theme taking on here. There is, honestly.
Let me give you something else.
Go on.
So, 2nd of September.
Yeah.
Confirmed yesterday. Frankie's Car Fest.
Now, I love this. You've hit the nail right on the head here. Wandering about in a field looking at old cars, because these people spend absolutely fortunes on their cars.
They really do. We're really excited to be able to have it again. It's a fantastic family day out.
Have you got bikes as well this time?
Bikes as well. Bikes,
fantastic.
Cars, vintage market, live performances. It's going to be a really, really good day. Hoping it, obviously, 2nd of September, that the weather will be good.
It will be fine. Fingers crossed. It will be good.
And that's at Ford's Dunton Technical Centre in Leyndon.
And it is going to be rammed as well. So if you're thinking about going to that, get there early, curly.
Yeah, I've only seen photos from last year, but it was
packed. It's rammed. Yeah. I remember, and I said this to Jane when she was here.
Yeah.
I drove past on the A127 because I used to work on a Sunday in Southend. So I drove past and I looked, what on earth is going on there? It was swamped. And this was, I'm going back a good 6 or 7 years. Swamped it was. Yeah. Absolutely swamped the area with people and cars and bikes. And it was fantastic.
There are a lot of enthusiasts out there.
Yeah.
There really are.
And
I'm going to get mine.
They spend fortunes and hours
they do.
In their garage alone.
My dad
tinkering.
And my brother are building a Beetle as we speak, so I'm going to get them down for it. Yeah, I think it's going to be a really, really great day.
That's going to be a fantastic day, it really is.
So that's a little snapshot. So we are busy.
You are very busy. There's loads going on. Well, Laura, as always, thank you very much for coming in.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks
and
for having me.
And we'll see you the first Thursday of next month.
Perfect. See you then.